Ladies and gentlemen, from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Brought to you by Pasquale's Pizza, Don Pico's, and The Rib Shack.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Also brought to you by our new sponsor, Baystar Security Patrol.
I won't let you down.
Carol's Meats, Midtown Market in Brisbane, California. Brought to you by Route 66 Moving and Storage.
That's all you had to say.
And the WBO.
Somebody up there likes me.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
I want Holyfield! I want Holyfield!
Ladies and gentlemen.
Even I've never heard of me.
Pedro Fernandez.
Quiet.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez, and I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airways, folks, having defended that title now for better than 26 years. Tonight, well, I have to tell you I'm a bit sad. Genaro Hernandez, the great Genaro Hernandez, the two-division world champion, the young man who had his last interview on last week's show, last Saturday's show. Of course, Ring Talk airs Thursdays and Saturdays on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network. Our last Saturday show, which airs at 11 a.m. Pacific time on Saturday, we had Gennaro's last interview. He passed away on Tuesday, and we'll air some of Gennaro's final interview a little bit later in tonight's show. So my heart goes out to his family and to Gennaro. And what more can I say other than I cried during last week's show, and I promise not to break down into tears tonight. We will talk about Julio Cesar Chavez and the fact that Junior and the fact that he is the son of a great Mexican legend, the fact that he fought Sebastian Zibik last week and outweighed him by 15 pounds in a middleweight title fight. They weighed 160 pounds. 24 hours later, Chavez weighs 180 against the guy that's 165. Does that sound fair to you? Why do they even have weigh-ins? We'll talk about that with Kevin Perry. We'll talk MMA with Sizzle and Matt Grizzle tonight on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. And we're bringing my closed-circuit expert, of course, Ricky Sports Theater, where we'll watch UFC 131 next Saturday night at 6 p.m. Pacific time, live on the big screens over at Ricky's. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 1-800-878-7529 is 1-800-878-7529. Or check us out on the web at ringtalk.com.
Everything will seem so strange.
Today, security is paramount. Now, with that being the way of the world in 2011, Baystar Security Patrol is your security specialist. Whether you need one guard or 50, Baystar Security Patrol CEO Mike Chandra, a 30-year police veteran, is without question the man to call. Be it one-time events or the full-time services of Baystar Security Patrol 24/7, they're available to serve you with a staff of highly competent and well-trained security professionals. Baystar Security Patrol has plainclothes officers available for events. Baystar Security Patrol can be contacted by telephone at 650-259-7661 or go to the internet at baystarpatrol.com. When it comes to your safety, be it your own, your family, or your customers and clients, you want the best available, and that's Baystar Security Patrol. 650-259-7661. BayStarPatrol.com. When famous people or regular folks are in San Francisco, they all go to one place when they want great ribs. It's the famous Rib Shack in San Bruno, California. With an organic array of ribs, meats, and chicken, the world-famous Rib Shack, located at 223 El Camino Real, that's a half mile south of Highway 380 in San Bruno, is where the president and his crew eat. And anytime baseball legend Dusty Baker is in town, he too makes sure that the famous Rib Shack is on his agenda. And when we throw a party here at the Sports Byline Studios, the famous Rib Shack has supplied us with the world's best ribs. You can order online anytime at FamousRibShack.com or give them a call at 650-952-2809. Now remember, you don't have to be the president to get the best ribs in the world. Just stop by the famous Rib Shack at 223 El Camino in San Bruno. Check out the FamousRibShack.com website. The famous Rib Shack, San Bruno, California, a proud sponsor of Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
You know, I'm knocking out all bums, and wait a second. I'm on the web 24/7. I'm talking about the website, folks, ringtalk.com, your inside look into the world of boxing.
Whether you live in the San Francisco Bay Area or you're visiting for business or pleasure, if you crave fine Mexican cuisine, Don Pico's Original Mexican Bistro, located at 461 El Camino in San Bruno, California, is the only place to go. With award-winning chef Isaac Mejia in charge, Don Pico's is without a doubt both a customer and food critic's dream. With organic recipes highlighted by Neiman Ranch meats and five-star service, Don Pico's Original Mexican Bistro has no peers. They're open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Don Pico's Original Mexican Bistro can be contacted by phone for a party or special events catering at 650-589-1163 or check out their website at donpicosbistro.com. The critics, customers, Yelp, and Google all rate Don Pico's Original Mexican Bistro numero uno. Find out why. For more information, go to their website, www.donpicosbistro.com, or call 650-589-1163.
Everybody's mad at the white man. Get guys blowing up federal buildings because they're mad at the government. Get the Latinos. Did you see that last week right here in L.A.? Picketing all the networks. You know about this? The Hispanics, the Mexicans. I don't know what the hell to call you this week. But the Mexican people were picketing the networks saying that during prime time, you will see no Latinos on TV. What are you talking about? You got cops? You got America's Most Wanted? Why? You have Adventures of the Highway Patrol? There are shows for everybody. If you took the time to check your local listings, instead of bitching so much, you'll see there's shows for everyone. Not you, there's an Asian guy in the front row. After Margaret Cho, you had your shot, it didn't work out. All right, back to the kitchen. Sorry, pal.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Make it 12 and a half, make it 13 minutes past the hour. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. That was the famed comedian Sid Yidvicious. I'm talking about Bobby Slayton. Today on the website at ringtalk.com, folks, I had three sharp articles, three brand new features. And, of course, my staff is diverse, opinionated, and you know what? They're sharper than shark teeth. Jared Woods had a piece about Robert the Ghost Guerrero. That's right. He's not going to fight for the 135-pound world championship, the Universal World Championship, because Juan Manuel Marquez, the champion, is going to fight Manny Pacquiao instead of fighting him. So he's going to take on Marcos Medina at 140 pounds. That'll probably be in San Jose, California in August or September. And then Mad Manny, Manny Caballero, calls Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. a toilet tissue champ. And what he means by that is he's a paper champ, and I consider this toilet tissue a bit of a compliment as far as Chavez is concerned, because I'm very down on Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. I've got my problems with him, and I'll go into that with my next guest, Kevin Perry, in just a second. And lastly, Professor Chuck Marby held a class for boxing fans, lambasting the paper screw events that are the norm, not the exception. This in addition to his railing about Ring Magazine. That's right, the famed Ring Magazine, costing now $8.95. With that, and without further ado, we bring in my main man from the City of Angels. Of course, he's a featured writer at ringtalk.com. That is Mr. Kevin Perry, who recently found his cell phone at a carnival. How are you, Kev?
Good. How you doing, man?
Doing good. Glad. Good to have your phone back, huh?
Yeah, it's I'm back in 2011.
All right, let's talk about Chavez Jr. You know, I mean, I talked with a state official today who will refuse to be named. I won't name him because I don't want to put him on the spot. But he told me he thinks the idea of weighing fighters in the day before fights is unfair. And Flip Pomanski, who was the original doctor of the Athletic Commission in Nevada at the time when they went to these day before weigh-ins, when Frank Tate begged Chuck Minker, who was the Athletic Commission director at the time, him and his manager begged Minker and Flip Pomanski to allow him to weigh in the day before a fight with Michael Nunn, him and Nunn to weigh in the day before the fight because Tate was struggling to have weight problems. Well, since then, this day before weigh-in stuff has gotten a little bit out of hand. We've got guys like Jorge Arce, the current WBO 122-pound champion. When he was weighing 112 pounds, he was stepping in the ring at 129 and 3/4 pounds. The other night, Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. weighed 160 and stepped into the ring at 180 pounds, and his opponent weighed 165. Kevin, why are they having weigh-ins when you have fighters stepping into the ring at these obscene weights? Why even have a weigh-in?
Hey, you know what? It's something that could be argued pretty much till eternity. And I think one thing with this topic which is interesting, is I don't think necessarily weighing in and gaining 20 pounds always is necessarily an advantage. I mean, there's a lot of times in history where guys have ballooned up in weight in between the weigh-ins, and it's been a major disadvantage. I wanted to make was when James Toney fought Roy Jones Jr., it's well documented that he gained about 18 pounds, and we saw how he performed in that fight.
True, but they also, but he was also taking enemas and all kinds of kind of stuff, going through all kinds of extreme physical pain in order to make 168 pounds. So, in other words, he basically, like I said at the weigh-in after, at the press post-fight press conference, my famous quote that night was, James, is it safe to say you ate your way out of the 168-pound division? And he sort of chuckled at me, looked at me with a mean look, and said, "You're right, Pedro. I did. I had, you know, basically he couldn't discipline himself when it came to his eating habits." But there are guys, and I boxed, Kev, and I'm telling you, I boxed a guy named Ernie Chavez, and me and him weighed in. I weighed in at 143. We were in the National Golden Gloves. The only fight Ernie Chavez ever lost, you guys can look this up in the record books of BoxRec.com, was the former two-time world champion and 1984 Olympic gold medalist, Meldrick Taylor. That was the only fight he ever lost. He was a southpaw. We weighed in on a Tuesday afternoon. I weighed 142.5 pounds. He weighed in 147 pounds. When I got in the ring with him on Saturday afternoon, I looked across the ring, and the first thing I said to my trainer was, "That's not him, that's his brother." And he said, "What are you talking about?" I go, "That's not the guy I weighed in with. That's his brother." He goes, "What are you talking about?" I said, "They pulled a fast one here." I said, "They pulled a ringer on me. That's not him. That's his brother." He goes, "Pete, that's him. They made him come up with his ABF passbook. I mean, his boxing passport. Yes, that is him." I said, "Look how big he is." Well, as it turns out, he weighed 167 pounds, okay? I boxed pretty well in the first round, but he hit me so hard. The first thing I remember was my right ear hitting the canvas. He was a southpaw. I threw the right hook, okay? So the guys that I fought that have been extremely bigger than me as far as boxing matches were concerned and 8-ounce boxing gloves were concerned, okay, had a tremendous advantage over me. I'm not talking about some schlep, some hobo in the ring, some guy in the gym, or some guy from Cal Berkeley I used to beat up on that weighed 200 pounds, or some of those pros I used to lump up at Newman's gym that outweighed me by 30 or 40 pounds. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about world-class guys. And when you give world-class guys or guys with a lot of ability a 15 or a 20-pound weight advantage, Kevin, that's just it, Kevin, it's just too much.
Yeah, I agree with you there. And I think the biggest issue with the weight thing, which bothers me the most, is when a guy's fighting in a fight at 160 pounds, I mean, shouldn't he at least weigh somewhere near 160 pounds. And I think what needs to come up, what needs to be addressed here is if a guy's going to fight at 160, for example, he should only be able to weigh in the next day within that gap between middleweight and light heavyweight. If he's weighing over 175, yes, I think he should not be allowed to fight for the title.
I think
that's a legitimate way to stop a lot of this nonsense that's going on from happening.
Well, I think you missed a weight class there. I think it should be 168 pounds. I think that's way, way, way too much.
I'm sorry, 168. Even I tried to give him a little bit more leeway there. So he only has 8 pounds.
I mean, I don't think a fighter should be able to gain 8 pounds. I think fighters should weigh before they get in the ring. I really do.
I think that's definitely legitimate, and it's a concern because a lot of these guys, at the same time, it can be very detrimental when a guy is killing himself, for example, to make 160 pounds, and then he weighs in, you know, 180 the next day or 175. I mean, that has an adverse effect on somebody's body, you know, going up and down in the weight. And I think it's going to take a few ring deaths or something to that effect for this stuff to be changed, and it's unfortunate that those type of things have to happen before any real change goes forth.
Okay, was Chavez Jr. an impressive fighter in your mind?
I think Chavez Jr. to me is really not necessarily him, because I can't really blame him per se, but I think when a guy who hasn't fought any legitimate contenders somehow gets a phony number one middleweight ranking, and gets a shot at the title that he has no business fighting for, and at the same time, the guy that he's fighting has no business having a belt, and then you got the guy that's the true middleweight champion, Sergio Martinez, sitting on the sidelines watching two guys fight for a title that was unjustly stripped from him. And I think it's just absolutely ridiculous. I think when you have people that watch boxing, for example, casual fans who watch the sport, and they see two guys that are really not world-class fighters fighting for the legitimate, apparently, middleweight crown. I mean, somebody's going to watch and be like, well, is this the quality that boxing has to offer? And I think it's definitely a detriment to the sport that a lot of us really love and we enjoy to watch when you can say that Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. is the WBC middleweight champion, titles that, you know, many other great fighters have held. You know, to look at him, I mean, I think some of those guys are rolling over in their grave right now.
It's
the ones that have passed away.
It's a travesty, and I thank you, Kevin Perry, for your time. I look forward to seeing an article from you real soon at ringtalk.com. All the best to you, my brother.
All right, thanks a lot, man.
You tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you in part by Route 66 Moving and Storage, folks. That's right, Route 66 Moving and Storage.com, 1-877-6666. 9668. We'll talk about that a little bit later in tonight's show. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network.
This is a special alert for car owners. If your car has less than 120,000 miles, or if your current warranty is about to expire, you now have the ability to get a premium 5-year, 100,000-mile extended service plan at deeply discounted rates. Consumers Choice Auto Care has set up a toll-free number so you can cut out the middleman and get a free, no-obligation quote direct. Expensive repairs will cost you nothing. In fact, you pick your own repair shop and we'll pick up the bill. You can relax knowing your coverage includes free 24-hour roadside assistance, free flat tire service, free jump start service, and free towing. Plus, it's backed by a solid A-rated insurance company. Be one of the first 15 callers with your insurance card and mileage and get a 25% discount by mentioning this ad. Call now for your free quote. 800-249-5084. That's 800-249-5084. Don't wait for a breakdown to break your savings account. Call 800-249-5084. That's 800-249-5084.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller?
You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better, and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending, just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Homeowners, did you know a burglar could break into your home and get away in just 5 minutes? A locked door may not be enough to keep a thief out of your home. Think about what you can lose, and then think about this. Now you can get a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-800-945-4637. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. So call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-800-945-4637. $99 installation charge. 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 a month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now. 1-800-945-4637. That's 1-800-945-4637.
And again, BJ is out grappling him as well as out striking him.
He's just pouring blood now, Joe.
I mean, he's really toying with him, yeah. And now he's turning it on.
Yeah. Diego's a mess. And Herb Dean's going to check the cut.
Wow.
Baby J.
Wow. That is a gigantic cut. over his eye. That's it. It is all over! That right there, ladies and gentlemen, is the greatest lightweight in the history of the sport.
Baby J defends!
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, Superfly.
Here I sit, Superfly, that's right, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, often imitated, never duplicated, folks. Saturday, on Saturday's show, we'll have Tower of Power band leader Emilio Castillo talking boxing, and of course, Tower of Power coming to town June 15th and June 16th in San Mateo, California. There's some other tour dates in Northern California in the month of June. We'll talk with Emilio about boxing and Tower of Power. That is Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network, and of course, around the world on the internet at sportsbyline.com. My next guest needs no introduction to the world of MMA, folks. He's one of my featured writers at the website ringtalk.com. He's a former MMA fighter himself, and he's a great guy. It's always a pleasure to have in the house. We'll talk about sizzling Matt Grizzle. What's up, big time, Matt?
Not much, Pedro. How are you? It's great to be here.
Okay, talk to me, man. UFC 131. First of all, the UFC... The UFC they put on last Saturday, it was pretty entertaining. I enjoyed the Spike TV broadcast.
Yeah, and it's always fun to see those ones on Spike or Versus that they put up generously for free. And oddly enough, they turn out to usually be some of the best cards you see.
Okay, now the last UFC 130 turned out to it sucked a little bit. In fact, I tried to get Jeff Mayweather, who's in Panama right now training a fighter. I tried to get him to get a hold of Dana White so he could teach Quentin Jackson how to punch, because if he knew how to punch, he would have taken out Matt Hamill. So he went from that dud, although some of the undercard was pretty good, to UFC 131 this weekend. Talk to me about that. Bring me through the card real quick.
Well, of course, the it's been shuffled around a little bit with Brock Lesnar having more problems with his diverticulitis, so he's out. He was going to take on Junior Dos Santos, but now he's going to be fighting Shane Carwin. So you got in the main event Shane Carwin and Junior Dos Santos. Then you have Kenny Florian fighting a kind of a guy a lot of people don't know about, Diego Nunes, but he's a dangerous guy. He's I believe he only has one defeat. And, you know, Kenny's a tough guy, but, you know, everybody in the UFC now is dangerous, especially with the merging of the WEC. But one thing I want to talk about with the main event with Shane Carwin is I've seen him in interviews lately, and I've heard him, and he's really taking serious note of his conditioning. I expect him to come in down around 245, as opposed to having to cut weight to make 265. He looked a lot thinner, and I think he's not going to be a one-round fighter anymore.
Well, of course, he had all those first-round knockouts, and he ran into Brock Lesnar, almost knocked Brock Lesnar out in the first round, and then gassed in the second.
Exactly, and I think he learned a lot from that. But I think I'm going against the grain a little bit, and I love Junior. He seems like just such a great guy, but I really think that Shane's prepared physically and mentally for this fight, and I think he's going to take it. His wrestling is going to be superior. He's no slouch in jiu-jitsu. I know a lot of people think that Dos Santos is a great jiu-jitsu player, which he is, but Shane Carwin has a purple belt in jiu-jitsu as well.
All right, so tell me, is Brock Lesnar finished?
Well, you know, I've already heard him make a statement saying he's not going to be finished. If there's any way, shape, or form that they can get him in the ring, or I'm sorry, the cage again, they will. He's too much of a draw. With medical technology today, I would think that he would be able to make a comeback. I don't know if he's ever going to be on top again, but I do expect to see him fight at least one or two more times.
Okay, so Shane Carwin is going to be the upset winner this week for this non-title. Will it be for the interim championship?
No, it's just going to be an eliminator.
Okay, it'll be a title eliminator. But you're picking the underdog Shane Carwin because Junior Dos Santos is favored, I've been told.
Yeah, he is. He is favored, and he's the best boxer in the heavyweight division by far, arguably maybe the best stand-up guy. I mean, I don't know who else you could even say who has the stand-up capability as he does, even though he is known mostly for his boxing. Maybe Alistair Overeem, just because of his K-1 days, has more experience all around with his stand-up. But Junior Dos Santos' boxing is sick, and I think Shane's going to be ready for it, and I think he's going to be able to take him down. And he's a Division II national champion. He's a great wrestler. His hands are always improving, and he's a natural athlete.
Okay, I got 20 seconds. Do you think Jeff Mayweather, a good boxing trainer, could help these guys out in the UFC as far as, I mean, you got guys that are 205 pounds hitting guys on flesh on the chin with 4-ounce gloves, and they're not going anywhere. If I hit somebody flesh on the chin, even if they weigh 205 with a 4-ounce glove, I'm guaranteed to inflict some damage. Why aren't these guys damaging guys? They just don't know how to punch.
Well, yeah, and I think, again, it comes back to technique. They're not probably, you know, a lot of times you see guys slapping with their punches. They're not turning them over. But I think Jeff Mayweather would be a great guy for that. I think he's a great trainer, and I think he's been somebody who's maybe been overlooked because of his – or overshadowed because of his brother and, of course, Little Floyd.
His big mouth brother, exactly. Anyway, Matt Grizzle, all the best to you. Say hello to your family, your wife, your lovely mother and father. I know your father's like the general down there in Roswell, New Mexico at that university. But I wish them all the best to me, and I look forward to talking to you real soon, okay?
Okay, thank you so much, Pedro.
All right, we take it from Roswell, New Mexico, folks. We take it to Oakland, California. Take that back, San Leandro, California, which is right next to Oakland, California. And Ricky's Sports Theater, which is located just about a block off of East 14th Street on Hesperian Boulevard in San Leandro, California. Of course, this will be the site of UFC 131 this Saturday night on the big screen. I'm talking about high def, folks, on the big screen. These fights are fantastic. And anytime we get a good crowd at Ricky's for a UFC event, it's like a rock concert. I keep repeating myself, but there's no other way to put it. It's an event, and I bring in the man, of course, that throws these events, Mr. Ricky Ricardo himself. What's up, Big Rick?
Hey, Pedro, I'm listening to you, man. It's great.
Shane Carwin's the underdog. Matt Grizzled says he's going to win. You got any feelings on that?
I just want to see a good fight. That's what I want to see. Either way, a good fight is what I'm looking for.
Okay, good fight. What's it going to cost to get in this week?
That's $15.
Now, $15 versus the $50 you'd have to pay at home, correct?
50 plus, yeah. For the high def, it's almost $60-some-odd total. So it's a fair deal.
Has that helped your business? The fact that they're charging, the prices keep going up and up and up and up. I mean, are you seeing more bigger crowds and people appreciating the fact they can spend $15 instead of $50?
Yeah, I think we do that. We just want to cover the door that we paid to the UFC for the event. It's all we're interested in doing, and so we've developed. We started way back when there was slight crowds with the UFC, and it's just built and built and built. And so we just try to make a nice atmosphere. Everybody can have a great time, see the fight, and without breaking the bank.
All right, real quick, who's winning the NBA game right now? Because I know what's going on in the background there.
Yeah. I was looking at that. It's a tight, 27-24. Dallas is ahead by 3 points at this point right now with about a minute left in the first quarter.
So if I get off here at 7 o'clock, I can still make it over and watch some of the game?
I always got a spot for you, Pedro.
All right, I always got a spot for me. Now, what do you think of the A's firing manager Bob Gorin today?
I think the A's get to the point they got to do something. Whatever it is, they got to do something.
I mean, 9 losses in a row, players complaining. This guy, Bob Melvin, the replacement, he used to manage the Diamondbacks and the Mariners. You know anything about him, Rick?
Not really, but, they're gonna try whatever they have to do and to make that club do something. You know, that's what they got to do. They got to do something.
Well, you can hear the action in the background, folks. If you think there's action in the background for an NBA game, you should hear the noise in the background for a UFC event. You need to be there this Saturday night, 6 p.m. Pacific time, Ricky's Sports Theater. In fact, you can look him up on the web at rickys.com, RICKYS.com, Ricky's.com, or you give him a call on his brand new phone number. He changed his number on me. I don't know why, but 510-317-0200. That's 317-0200. Why'd you change your number? You had that number back since the day when your dad was around.
Yeah. We just put a new number in and rotated with that other number. So we got a couple numbers. We get a lot of calls, so we do both numbers so that the traffic's not so heavy on one number.
$15. What time the prelims are going to start for Saturday night?
The spike part comes out at 5 o'clock, and then we'll have all that, and then we'll go into the main pay-per-view event at 6.
All in high def, right?
Absolutely.
All the best, you Rick.
Thanks, Pedro. I'll see you.
All right, Ricky Sports Theater, folks. I'll be there tonight to watch an NBA game. I'm hoping that the Miami Heat can just smoke the Mavericks. Anyway, I don't like the Mavericks owner. The bottom line is you're tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. 1-800-878-7529 is 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm a little bit sad. You can tell I'm a little bit bummed out. My next segment will even bum me out a little bit more because we'll be talking about the late, great Genaro Hernandez.
All over the country, pizzerias duke it out for supremacy. Pasquale's Pizza and Italian Food, located at the corner of 8th and Irving in San Francisco, is the undisputed heavyweight champ when it comes to pizza, steaks, salads, as well as an outstanding menu of Italian food. Run by the same family for over 50 years, Pasquale's has cultivated customers with a half century of fine dining and service. Open 7 days a week, Friday and Saturday until 1 a.m., Pasquale's has developed an impeccable reputation for their fine food. There's only one heavyweight champion when it comes to Italian food in the city by the bay, and we hope that when you visit San Francisco, you find out for yourself just how good Pasquale's is. In San Francisco, they offer delivery and can be reached at 415-661-2140, and they're also available for private parties or for catering your next banquet. The next time you're in the Bay Area, stop by Pasquale's, located in the Sunset District at the corner of 8th and Irving, and see for yourself why Pasquale's is the undisputed heavyweight champion when it comes to pizzas, steaks, and a fine array of Italian food. Pasquale's Pizza and Italian Food, a proud sponsor of Pedro Fernandez and Ring Talk Worldwide.
Today, security is paramount. Now, with that being the way of the world in 2011, Baystar Security Patrol is your security specialist. Whether you need one guard or 50, Baystar Security Patrol CEO Mike Chandra, a 30-year police veteran, is without question the man to call. Be it one-time events or the full-time services of Baystar Security Patrol 24/7, they're available to serve you with a staff of highly competent and well-trained security professionals. Baystar Security Patrol has plainclothes officers available for events. Baystar Security Patrol can be contacted by telephone at 650-259-7661 or go to the internet at baystarpatrol.com. When it comes to your safety, be it your own, your family, or your customers and clients, you want the best available, and that's Baystar Security Patrol. 650-259-7661. BayStarPatrol.com.
Before we get back to any more of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, don't forget the website, 24/7 on the web, ringtalk.com, your inside look into the world of boxing. For nearly a quarter century, Mike Carroll of Carroll's Meats, Fish, Poultry, and Deli in Brisbane, California, has been our family's meat man. Located at 249 Visitation, Mike Carroll and his crew are experts when it comes to beef, pork, fish, poultry, and of course, their deli sandwiches are an internet rave of Yelp.com. So if you're tired of prepackaged meats and like me prefer to watch the butcher cut a steak just how you like them, then stop by Carroll's Meats located at 249 Visitation in Brisbane, California for beef, pork, fish, poultry, and a fine deli, plus a great catering service. Mike Carroll of Carroll's Meats, Fish, Poultry, and Deli in Brisbane, California.
When you're in Brisbane, come by Carroll's Meats. Have a nice tri-tip sandwich.
Give Mike a call at 415-467-3007. That's Carroll's Meats, Fish, Poultry, and Deli at 415-467-3007.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The song is called Happy About That, but I'm anything but happy. But I do want to celebrate the life of Genaro Hernandez. Former two-time world champion, fought out of East Los Angeles, folks. Kid that I've known for better than 20 years. Now he's 45 years old. I knew him as an amateur. Okay, he was a two-time world champion. He defended, I believe, the WBA title 113 times at 130 pounds. Then he went back and he won the WBC title. And when he won the WBC title, this was after losing to Oscar De La Hoya. And when he went into the Oscar De La Hoya fight, that was 5 pounds heavier than what he was normally fighting at 135. Everybody's talking about these weights, and we talked about Chavez weighing 15 pounds more than Sebastian Zibik the other night, but De La Hoya was probably about 145, and, you know, Gennaro was probably about 136, 137. Gennaro just didn't put on much weight after Gennaro was a natural fighter. Anyway, Gennaro went into that fight with a cracked nose, and the eventual result was he was stopped by Oscar De La Hoya. Then he came back a couple of months later, and he took on Azuma Nelson. Azuma Nelson was a great fighter out of Ghana. Of course, a two, maybe three-time champion, 126 pounds and 130 pounds. He gave the great Salvador Sanchez hell in his last fight, almost had Sanchez out, and might have been leading on the scorecards of some people's minds when the fight was stopped in the 15th round. But anyway, so he's fighting Azuma Nelson in this fight, and they're fighting again for the WBC 130-pound title. And Nelson, getting his butt kicked, pulls a cheap shot and left hooks Gennaro to the throat. He hit him in the throat with a left hook. So Gennaro goes down from this punch in the throat. I mean, he can barely breathe. He's gasping. He's choking the whole nine yards. So right then and there, Gennaro Hernandez could have won by disqualification. But to show you the stones, the intestinal fortitude, the class, the true champion that this man was, the true champion that Gennaro Hernandez was, he sat there for about 5 to 6, maybe 7 minutes on the stool. He kept telling the referee, don't stop the fight. I don't want to win on a disqualification. That's not the way I want to win this championship. That's just not the way I want to do it. So he waited almost 10 minutes. He recovered. He came back. He ended up beating Azuma Nelson via unanimous decision in 12 rounds. And I thought that was a fine moment, not only for the sport of boxing, but for sports in general. I mean, because here was a guy that could have taken the easy way out, and he didn't take the easy way out. He took the tough way out, and he ended up winning the WBC 130-pound championship. Okay? Then, of course, his last fight that he lost was to Floyd Mayweather. There was no disgrace in losing to Floyd. Many people consider Floyd Mayweather the best fighter pound for pound in the world. Earlier this week, Tuesday to be exact, Gennaro Hernandez passed away at the age of 45 in Los Angeles from a rare form of bone cancer. And he and I had been friends a long time, and I don't want to sound redundant. I'm just going to play a clip of our last week's interview. Me and Gennaro talked last Saturday. This was 3 days before he passed away.
Well, you know, I feel like that we're all special human beings. We got all, you know, we all have something within us that, you know, that people would always accept, and they won't, and, you know, and I won't. And I'm just sorry that, you know, I'm saying these things, but my thing is that, you know what, we're all special. We know, like you said, nobody deserves to go out like this. And unfortunately, my card was dealt with, you know, having to go out like this. And, well, you know, all I can say is that I had 45 great, great, wonderful years of life. I had 20 good, wonderful, great people behind me through all my boxing career, which is all the fans, all you guys from the press. You know, I love you guys. I appreciate all the everything you guys ever did for me. And, you know, and I know they've given me only a couple of weeks to months, whatever. You know, whatever the Lord decides to give me is what I'm going to live. My job was not done here. And, you know, it's trying to get cut short, but I'm going to try to prolong it as much as I can.
The great Gennaro Hernandez, folks. What more can I say? He was on pain pills and he was on morphine. And he really first said to me, he goes, Pedro, should I do this interview? You know, I sound a little off. I sound like I'm drunk. I sound like I'm on drugs. I said, well, you are on drugs and you should be on drugs. I said, you know, you're terminally ill. And I said, I think that, I mean, I would have no problem in you not doing the interview. But if you really want to do it, I said, this is your opportunity. And this may be your last opportunity to do an interview like that. As it turns out, it was. As I said, he died Tuesday. Funeral plans really haven't been laid out yet. I don't know if I'm going to go down to this funeral. It has really had an impact on me emotionally. I mean, not too many deaths really affect me that well. I'm willing to say that I have had pets pass away that have meant more to me, and I've cried longer for my past pets than I have for relatives that have died. So I'm not trying to be callous or cold, but I've been very, very emotionally distraught over the fact that Gennaro Hernandez passed away at the age of 45. And as I said, he was dealt a bad set of cards. He had bone cancer. Here was a man that he ate right. He ate all organic foods. He played soccer every Saturday. I mean, he was in good shape. He ran 4 or 5 days a week. He didn't take much punishment in boxing. As I said, 38-2, I believe, with 17 knockouts, 13 defenses of the WBA title, and a couple, I think, defenses of the WBC title. But the bottom line is, you know, pound for pound, he may not have been the best fighter in the world, but pound for pound, he was one of the greatest men I've ever met in my entire life. And, you know, people will often pontificate and spew a lot of fiction. In other words, bull spit about people that have just died. Oh, he was this or he was that or he was this or he was that. Well, I'm not stretching the truth here at all with you when I tell you that this man was truly, truly a great human being, a class act, and a credit to the human race, not just the boxing business, because the boxing business is full of nothing but a bunch of scumbags anyway, okay? Most people in boxing, I'll tell you the truth, I despise about 95% of the people in boxing. They probably despise me too because, you know what, I'm not afraid to tell it like it is. Like that Chavez thing the other night, that travesty with one fighter weighing 15 pounds more than another fighter in a 160-pound championship fight. And why? Because he had connections and his father was a former champion and they took the championship away from the deserved champion, Sergio Martinez, who had to sit there in the first and second row and watch Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. make all this money fighting for a title that he had won in the ring and they had taken away from him politically. So, as I said, I'm not a big fan of boxing people. I'm not a big fan of boxing sometimes, okay? But I am a big fan of Genaro Hernandez, and I think that without a doubt, as I said before, he's one of the greatest ambassadors the sport of boxing ever had. He always signed autographs. He always took pictures. I think that if there were ever two guys, I think there's a few guys that I can say that you can't say bad things about in the sport of boxing, okay? Nick Charles, the CNN broadcaster, the Showtime broadcaster, is suffering from cancer right now. His time is short, okay? He's one guy. Historian Hank Kaplan, he's another guy. Genaro Hernandez, he's another guy, okay? There aren't a whole lot of people in this world you can really say that, you know what, there's not one negative thing you can say about them. But there's three people right there that I could write off the top of my head that I can say that I'm truly honored to have met, to have known, and to have experienced life with. And I truly am going to miss Genaro Hernandez. I had him on the show, you guys know, since he got sick. I mean, I had him on the show always before that, but since he got sick, I've tried to have him on every couple of weeks. I tried to build his spirits, you know. I guess about a month ago, we got good news, and he was saying that the cancer cells in his body were reduced to 2 out of 12. And then 2 weeks later, we had him on the radio, and he said that the cancer had attacked his lymph glands, and he had one cancer cell on his left lung. So I didn't play the entire interview for you today. It's available at ringtalk.com if you'd like to listen to it. But I didn't play the entire interview because it was just too painful. I mean, he's talking about his left lung burning up like it was on fire and things like that. And I just didn't think it was fitting to replay that part of the interview. But if you want to listen to it, it's available at ringtalk.com. Now, on a positive note, a local kid's fighting pretty soon. I'm talking about Kareem Mayfield. What's he now? 13-0, 8 knockouts, 1 draw. Of course, the kid from the Western Edition, the welterweight, the puncher, the man that gave Manny Pacquiao all those problems training in training camp for that Shane Mosley fight that Manny Pacquiao had on May the 7th. In fact, a lot of times, Shane, take that back, Kareem was getting the better of with Manny Pacquiao. And, of course, Kareem is the kind of sparring partner where Sergio Mora was a 154-pounder, okay? And he was training to fight Sugar Shane Mosley. This was in September of last year. And Kareem was kicking his butt so much, they sent him home. I mean, that may be a badge of honor to some people, okay? And other people say, well, he's out of the money. Maybe he shouldn't have tried to kick Sergio's butt like he did. But the bottom line is, Kareem Mayfield is a world-class fighter. 2.5 years ago, somebody came to me, said to me, you think Kareem has world-class potential? I said, not at the rate he was going at that point in time. I didn't see him stepping above the mid-range club level. Now I see it, okay? He's beaten guys. He's beaten the promoters' guys. He's been the opponent on several occasions. They brought in guys who were supposed to lick him like a stamp. He ended up beating them or knocking them out. I mean, he beat Oscar. He must have beat 3 or 4 guys from Oscar De La Hoya's camps. 3 of them were supposedly potential stars, but he licked them like stamps, okay? So I think Kareem Mayfield is going to do well this Friday night when he appears on ESPN's Friday Night Fights. So if you get a chance, please tune that in this Friday night, ESPN Fights, 6 p.m. Pacific time. I'm talking about the great Kareem Mayfield out of San Francisco, California. My man, go get him, Kareem. And speaking of my man Nick, at Route66Moving.com, folks, let me tell you about this guy. He moved my stuff, and I have some antique pinball machines, all right? Stuff that is at 50, 60, 65 years old. I mean, these are antiques. They had to be taken apart piece by piece. They had to be put back together. He did all this. He packed them. He sealed them. He wrapped them in blankets. He wrapped them in bubble wrap. I mean, they had professional movers. They had professional trucks. They had wardrobe boxes for all my tuxedos, because I've got three tuxes. I'm not bragging, but I've got three tuxes. And I've got a lot of suits and this and that, and you don't want to throw them in the back of your car, okay? But he had these wardrobe boxes. He had blankets. He had bubble wrap. I mean, I'm talking about Route66Moving.com. In fact, you can look them up on the web at Route66Moving.com, or you can give them a call at 1-877-66-MY-MOVE. That's 1-877-66-MY-MOVE. Whether you're moving around the San Francisco Bay Area, whether you're moving to San Diego, whether you're moving to Los Angeles, they've got you covered. I'm telling you, Route66Moving.com, folks. Moving and storage. They will even store your stuff for you. My man Nick is the guy to call. Once again, his phone number is 1-877-66-MY-MOVE. That's 1-877-66-MY-MOVE. In fact, I just saw right now that Nick is online. So if you want to go to the Route66Moving.com, and when I say Route 66, I mean Route and then the number 66.com. If you want to go to the Route66Moving.com, you can get a free quote on your moving right now. He can give it to you right now online. That's what a class act is. He's professional. There's never been a better mover. I've had to move a few times, unfortunately, in the last few years, and I've had to recommend movers to my friends. In fact, I remember a friend of mine got a divorce. He had to move out in a day. Guess what? Nick got him out of there in one piece, and there wasn't no big fights over the furniture, the televisions, nothing like that. I mean, he was like almost an arbitrator. He's such a great guy. So give Nick a call at Route66Moving.com or check him out on the web, Route 66 at Route66Moving.com. Or once again, they're toll-free, 1-877-66-MY-MOVE. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the saddened, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, coming to you live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network.
It could impact you, your family, your lifestyle, and your career. The costs are unknown. You can't predict when you will need it. Yet the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services says nearly 3 out of 4 of us will need it after we reach 65. What is it? LTC. That's short for long-term care. The cost of caring for a loved one could be as high as $85,000 a year, says the 2011 LTC study from Life Plans Incorporated. So be informed. To receive your free copy of Dignity for Life, a 30-page booklet covering 5 critical things you need to know about long-term care insurance, and get a free consultation with an LTC agent specialist in your area, call LTC Financial Partners, one of America's largest LTC agencies. The price of insurance is based on your age and health, so now is the time to consider long-term care coverage. Call toll-free 855-LTC-TIME, 855-LTC-TIME, 855-LTC-TIME. This is a solicitation.
If you
for
are in any trouble with the IRS, this message is for you. If the IRS is garnishing your wages, sending threatening letters, placed liens on your personal property, you still have rights. Ameristar Tax Centers wants to give you free information and a free consultation to show you how to save the maximum amount of money. Our expert team of tax professionals goes to work right away to negotiate the lowest payment possible. We'll represent you before the IRS or state taxing authority. Our results speak for themselves. So call us today for a free, no-obligation one-on-one consultation.
Be careful. The IRS can coerce you into paying more than you actually owe.
Ameristar is a certified member of the Tax Freedom Institute. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief.
So call for free information now.
800-583-1974. 800-583-1974. Help is here. Call 800-583-1974.
If long-term unmanageable debt is making your life miserable and you're tired of living from paycheck to paycheck, get ready for a toll-free number that will change your life. Trinity Debt Management has been helping people just like you cut their interest rates by as much as 60% and increase their credit scores by up to 200 points. In fact, they have a proven program that has worked for thousands. If you're ready to consolidate your bills into one manageable monthly payment and pay off your debt, then call for a free, no-obligation analysis. Trinity's certified counselors will explain the entire program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. To cut your interest rates and help your credit score, call Trinity today at 800-899-0615. That's 800-899-0615. Get a fresh start. Call for free information now. 800-899-0615. 800-899-0615.
Naha, the mighty Tower of Power, bringing us back from the break, folks. Of course, they are the house band, and you can check out Pedro's Song of the Month at towerofpower.com. That's right. Pedro has his own section at towerofpower.com. Check out the message board. It is the top hot topic, Pedro's Song of the Month. Whether it's this month is a fantastic slow little love ballad, I Won't Leave Unless You Want Me To. And, I mean, that's dedicated to a certain person. Last month was By Your Side, and that was, of course, off the Ain't Nothing Stopping Us Now album. These are all vintage Tower of Power songs from the 70s. Now, next month, I'm going to bring you something live from the brand new CD and DVD that just came out, Tower of Power 40 Years. You can check that out at Amazon.com or TowerofPower.com because it's out on TowerofPowerRecords.com. And speaking of Tower of Power Records, I'll be stopping by Ben Fong Torres' house in the Castro. Ben Fong Torres being, of course, the former Rolling Stone magazine editor, and dropping off his CD and his DVD, and Emilio Castillo wanted me to get to him, and I will drop that off in the next couple of days. So if you are listening to Ben and you do tonight, Ben, and you do occasionally listen to me, I will be dropping that off. Very tough show for me tonight. Very, very tough show. It's not been an easy one to do. Sorry if I broke up there a couple of times. Didn't want to seem like I was losing it on the air. I really wasn't losing it per se, but you know, when things hurt you, it's hard to sit there and not the show must go on. I always understand that, okay? The show must go on. But, you know, the show goes on. The show goes on at a little bit different pace when you're hurting than when it usually does, when you're not. And speaking of hurting, I want to mention my great producer, Jerry Burke. His father, Joey Burke, is suffering from the same type of cancer that took Gennaro this week. I'm talking about bone cancer. So he's in there out there in Occoquan, Virginia, near Washington, D.C. So Joey, if you're listening tonight, God bless you as well. Until next week, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, don't forget the website, ringtalk.com, and my Facebook page, facebook.com/ringtalk. I'm off to Ricky's to watch the NBA game, and don't forget Ricky's this Saturday night, 6 p.m., UFC 131.
Don't forget to visit one or all of our fine local advertisers the next time you're in the San Francisco Bay Area. That's right. Go to ringtalk.com to find out more about all of them. And hey, if you have a business and you like to advertise on Ring Talk in your town, send me an email, ringtalk@yahoo.com.